Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. This Monday, the 16th of June, sports headlines. Herald Sun Melbourne, Daily Telegraph Sydney and the Courier Mail in Brisbane. It's all about motorsport and F1 with Stupid From Me. McLaren battle erupts as Lando Norris and teammate Oscar Piastri clash after the two were involved in a dramatic collision at the Canadian Grand Prix in the F1 Championship. So we'll talk about that in a moment. But interesting to see, it could be a case of does lightning strike twice, because the Bulldogs and the Rabbits game yesterday was delayed for 30 minutes with lightning and rain. And then the US Golf Open at the moment over there at Oaklands. And two or three hour delay with the same sort of problem. So we'll talk about that with Adam Scott to see how he's going in the tournament. But let's start with AFL in round 14. Saturday, the Brisbane Lions lost to GWS Giants, surprisingly, at the Gabba, 107-96. The Giants, the underdogs, they trailed by 21 points during the first half. But Jesse Hogan, with six goals, got them home over the Lions. Gee, that's a big loss for the Lions. And certainly let's see how they go in the next round, because they'll take on second place Geelong in Geelong. That'll be a blockbuster. Gold Coast Suns, they had a bye, and they're still very high up on the ladder. So good luck to the Suns. In the local AFL, in the QAFL Division 1, Round 11, Maroochydore defeated Mount Cravat, with Aaron Wilson scoring six goals. Noosa had the bye. And in the women's, Moreton Bay, they defeated Maroochydore 40-30. Moreton Bay 8th, Maroochydore 9th. Jessica Davey, three goals for Moreton Bay there. And in the QFA Men's Division 1, University of Queensland defeated Caloundra, and Moreton Bay lost to Maine, who are top of the ladder. In athletics over the weekend, the Diamond League meet in Stockholm. Well done to Aussies. Nicola Oslagas, she was first in the women's high jump. Lyndon Hall, first in the women's 3,000 metre. Queenslander Kai Robinson, third in the men's 5,000 metres. And Matthew Denny, third in the men's discus. But special mention to Curtis Marshall. He got second in the men's pole vault. That was after Sweden and Swedish and Olympic champion Mondo Duplantis set a new world record. Not bad to be second behind a world record holder. In golf, as we said, Adam Scott, well, he's still sitting in about third or fourth spot in the US Open there. And as we said, it's been delayed due to lightning and leaking rains that flooded the course at Oakmont's Green. So good luck to Adam. Let's hope he can claim a title there. As we said, in motorsports, well, the Formula One, the Canadian Grand Prix, it was a clash between crash and collision between Oscar Piastri and his fellow English driver Lando Norris. They collided in the dying stages. Race was eventually won by George Russell. Max Verstappen was second, while 18-year-old Kimi Antonelli, the third youngest podium finisher ever in F1 history, finished just ahead of Oscar Piastri, who came fourth. Next up, the Austrian Grand Prix at the end of the month. In football and soccer, the Australia Cup quarterfinals, Peninsula Power defeated the Marlin Coast 3-2 on Saturday. Three games tomorrow and Wednesday for the men, and in the women, three games tomorrow with Olympic taking on North Lakes United Women. So good luck to all of those there. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. We were talking the round ball game of football just before our short break. And in the NPL, in the women, on Saturday, North Lakes defeated the Football Queensland Academy 4-3 with Ji Yong Sung, three goals there. Eastern Suburbs, they'll take on the Sunshine Coast Wanderers. Sorry, they defeated the Sunshine Coast Wanderers 5-0. And in the Football Queensland Premier League 1 in the women, Peninsula Power defeated Grange Thistle 3-0. Olympic in first spot defeated Caboolture 2-0. And Moreton City 4 defeated North Brisbane 3, with Georgia Beaumont 2 goals for Moreton City. Well done. In rugby union, well, it'll be an all New Zealand affair in the final after the Crusaders and Chiefs won their games. The Chiefs defeated the ACT Brumbies 37-17 in the Super Rugby Pacific. That will be next Saturday in Christchurch, and the Crusaders looking to make it 13 Super Rugby titles. The men's are A grade, round 7. Brothers defeated Caloundra, Uni defeated Maroochydore, and Noosa defeated Caboolture. Caboolture still looking for their first win of the season. And congratulations to all the players, coaches and managers from the Sunshine Coast there, selected in the senior men's, women's, Colts and under-18s for the South Queensland team to participate at the Queensland Rugby Union Country Championships coming up at the end of the month. In netball, well, the Adelaide defeated Queensland Firebirds 65-58 in Adelaide. And yesterday, The Giants 78 defeated the Lightning 68. Lightning remain third on the ladder, and they'll play the Vixens next Saturday in at the University of Sunshine Coast. In the Sapphire Series yesterday, the Sunshine Coast Thunder 63 defeated Moreton Bay City Pulse 60. It was a local derby. Well done there. And in the Rugby League, of course, well, NRL Round 15 over the weekend saw the Titans defeat the Eagles 28-8. The Dolphins 58 hammered the Cowboys 4 in Townsville there, 10 tries to 1. Jack Bostock scored 4 tries. And yesterday, as we said, in a lightning-affected match which delayed the game for 30 minutes, Dogs defeated the Rabbits 24-18. Of course, Wednesday night, State of Origin Game 2 in Perth. Let's hope that Cameron Munster can deliver as the new captain. Do or die for Queensland. Sunshine Coast Rugby League. Stanley Rivers 42 defeated Maroochydore 6 at Woodford on Saturday. Well done, they top of the ladder, and they'll take on second place Coolum next weekend. In the women's, Caboolture still second on the ladder. In cricket, well, the fallout from the Aussie loss to South Africa in the World Test Championships will continue. Let's hope they can get the batting order sorted before they start their three-test series against the West Indies on the 25th of June. Congratulations to all the Aussie swimmers selected in the Dolphins team to compete at the 2025 World Aquatics Championships in Singapore. And a special mention to Molly O'Callaghan, Cam McAvoy, Lani Paddlester, Sam Short, and Harrison Turner and Ben Goodmans, and all the new faces of Queensland swimming. In the NBA Finals, it's all happening over there. Best of seven series, Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers 2-2. And just as a matter of note, listeners, a report just released, 85% of Aussies aged over 15 years of age participated in some type of sport or physical activity in the past 12 months, at least once. That meant nearly 19,000 people were involved. Have a great week, listeners. Look forward to your company again next Monday. Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.